It's hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Motes, 43 at KFOR at 1230. You could get to decide whether to restrict local government spending next year under Governor Pete Ricketts' new property tax proposal that he presented to Nebraska lawmakers. Ricketts said that he and Elkhorn Senator Lou Anne Linehan are proposing to limit the growth of local property taxes to 3%.
The limits we are proposing here are reasonable and will help ensure that local control of the institutions we cherish endures for years to come.
Now, the ballot measure is a constitutional amendment that voters would have to approve in 2022 if lawmakers agree to place it on the general election ballot. Ricketts, in his State of the State address today, also talked about approving $230 million for a new state prison. Read more at KFORnow.com in the Lincoln News section. A former top official at the University of Nebraska is trying to stay out of jail.
Pennsylvania's attorney general is asking a judge to force former Penn State president Graham Spanier to serve his jail time. Spanier was sentenced to 2 months in jail for endangering children, charged after he didn't respond to a complaint that Penn State's assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was sexually assaulting boys. Spanier's lawyer wants the judge to change the sentence to house arrest. He says a 72-year-old Spanier had heart surgery in 2019 and suffers from prostate cancer. Before Penn State, Spanier was chancellor of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Charlie Brogan, KFOR News.
Deputies were involved in a pursuit Wednesday from just west of Lincoln all the way up to about 4th and Superior, according to Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner.
A short time later, that vehicle was located abandoned in a apartment parking lot at 14th and Hilltop.
Sheriff Wagner says they know who they are looking for. They have not yet made an arrest. This afternoon, staying cloudy and windy with temperatures around 45. Right now, it's 43 in Lincoln. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR News.